on to game number 2 of 4. If you're just joining us, the Hiawatha Regional playing their first round games here today in Ozaukee, home of Jefferson West, where the Tigers are set to take on the Tigers of Atchison County Community High School coming up here in just a matter of minutes. Brandon Tammet back with you. Logan Carpenter, our studio engineer for today. Perry LeCompton in the first game this afternoon. They were solid across the board, a 5-0 win over Royal Valley. So the Cause advancing to a semifinal tomorrow. They'll get the winner of this one coming up between the Battle of Tigers, Jefferson West, and ACCHS. Again, coming up here momentarily. Get to the lineup cards, and we'll start here for ACCHS, the road team, the 7th seed, with 6 wins and 12 losses coming in. They finished 5-9 in the Northeast Kansas League. That was good for 6th place here in 2023. ACCHS, they're going to go like this here in this regional matchup here this afternoon against Jeff West. Leading off will be Creighton Bowerly, the senior, playing at second base. Bryson Lee will pitch and bat second. The senior, Bryson Lee, pitching today. You got Justin Vesser, the junior third baseman. He bats third. Colton Myers in the cleanup spot. He is the senior right fielder. Cannon Crossland, a sophomore. He is batting fifth and playing in left field. Dalton Damon's a senior, batting sixth. He is the designated hitter. Trenton Kimmy, a senior. He is catching and batting seventh. Max Botteroff is a freshman, playing shortstop and batting eighth. And Noah Medeiros is the sophomore, playing first base and batting ninth. Ty Crossland is the flex. He is not in the batter's lineup, but he will be in center field playing defense for ACCHS. So again, Bowerly at second, Lee pitching, Vesser at third, Myers in right, Crossland in left, Damon the DH, Kimmy catching, Botteroff at short, and Medeiros is at first base with Ty Crossland defensively in center field. For the 2 seed and the home team, Jefferson West, Tigers, who made a regional championship game a year ago, they will go like this. Connor Rich is a sophomore. He will lead things off and play in left field. Colin Carney is a freshman, batting second, playing at first base. Brody Boyer is a junior and catching and batting third. Gage Galley in the cleanup spot, the junior third baseman. Batting fifth is Eli Roberts, the junior pitcher today. Brody T. Lynn is a freshman playing shortstop and batting sixth. Bottom third of the order, you have Dalton Bateman, a senior in right field, batting seventh. Drew Beilman is a sophomore playing second base and batting eighth. And then Cole Gilbert, the senior center fielder, he is batting ninth, rounding out the Jeff West lineup. So again, it's Rich in left, Carney at first, Boyer catching, Galley at third, Roberts pitching, T. Lynn at short, Bateman in right, Beilman at second, and Gilbert is in center field. Jeff West comes in with a record of 13-7. They finished tied for second in the Big 7. They went 10-4 in league play. They're coming off a split at home last week against Silver Lake. That was a 3-0 win and a 6-5 loss. Jeff West 5-3 over their last 8 games. They have won 3 of their last 4 coming in. ACCHS again, the 7th seed at 6-12. They had games canceled last week against Onega, so they haven't played in nearly 2 weeks. Last time out, just less than 2 weeks ago, they were swept by Riverside, losses of 7-6 and 15-3. ACCHS coming into this tournament having lost 4 games in a row, with their last win coming on April 27th when they swept 2 against Horton. It's Jefferson West and ACCHS in a regional quarterfinal. When you move on, lose, your season is done. We'll step aside for a timeout. We'll come back and get you set for first pitch. It's the Tigers against the Tigers, and it's coming your way next here on KNZA.
Kellerman Insurance, where our business is built on a foundation of thoughtful client relationships.
I'm Rob Wilson. I've been with Kellerman's for 16 years. I take care of the claims and work with customers to discuss options for their autos, motorcycles, boats, side-by-sides, along with classic cars and trucks. I want to be your local contact person when you have questions about your policy or claims, not the person that places you on hold till you get frustrated and hang up.
We've been here. Trust us based on our 121 years of combined insurance experience. Give us a call or visit us at KellermanInsurance.com and see what we can do do for you today.
At Ronkirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ronkirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From painless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ronkirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Don't you wish there could be one thing you could still rely on these days? Something you can depend on? Look to Denison State Bank. Yes, situations change constantly, but we know how to react to them with the steady wisdom that comes with 120 years of experience.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's tough to find a mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Onler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Time for a spring checkup on your AC units? You want to make sure they're working right on that very first hot day. Contact John's Repair today to schedule a $99 special to clean the unit, check the Freon, and change the air filters. Contact John's Repair today, 785-969-6400. That's 969-6400.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
Taryn Ray, Consumer Loan Officer at the Farmers State Bank.
We offer competitive interest rates and terms on new and older vehicles. If you have a car that you found that you're interested in and you give me that information, then I can give you a look at your payment amount and if that fits in your budget. So you can go to a dealership and buy a car with confidence.
Hometown banking with your neighbor and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed three new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons, that's bale beds, and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Getting set for game number two of the Hiawatha Baseball Class 3A Regional here this afternoon in Ozaukee. Perry LeCompton victorious by a 5-0 winner over Royal Valley in the first game. Getting set for game two, it's the 2-7 matchup between the host squad, Jefferson West, and ACCHS. Battle of Tigers here in game number two, getting you caught up on the other two games in the latter portion of the day. After this one, we will have the top seed, Bishop Ward, out of Kansas City, taking on Riverside, the 8 seed. And then the final game of the evening will be Moore Hill Mounts Academy and Hiawatha. That is the 4-5 matchup in this bracket. So Perry LeCompton will get the winner of this one, as it's, again, Jeff West and ACCHS. They're exchanging the lineup cards as ACCHS, the road team, they'll bat first, wearing all white uniforms, black and orange trim. Jeff West, the home team, red tops, gray pants, with white and black trim as well. But Tigers v. Tigers here today. Let's run through the lineups real quick as we got an extra minute before we get things going. Again, ACCHS will lead things off. Creighton Bowerly at second. Bryson Lee pitching. Justin Vesser is at third base. Batting fourth is Colton Myers in right field. Cannon Crossland is in left field. Dalton Damon, the DH. Trenton Kimme at catcher. You got Max Botteroff at shorts. And Noah Medeiros is at first base. Ty Crossland, the flex. He is playing defensively in center field. That's the ACCHS lineup. And again for Jeff West, it is Connor Rich in left. Colin Carney at first base. Brody Boyer catching. Gage Galley at third. Eli Roberts pitching. Brody Thielen is at shortstop. Dalton Bateman at right. You have Drew Beilman at second base. And then Cole Gilbert is in center field. I want to thank Logan back in studio. Long afternoon for all involved. Just the second of four games on tap here today. A lot of moving parts with all the postponements and movement the last couple of days with all the weather in the area, but just happy to be on the air with you and getting some games in here this week, regional baseball and softball tournaments all throughout this week. So Jeff West takes the field. Eli Roberts getting his warm-up pitches quite done with Bowerly, Lee Vesser due up here for ACCHS, and then Myers, if one of those three are able to get on. Again, the Tigers of ACCHS, 6 wins, 12 losses coming in, a 5-9 record in the Northeast Kansas League, the champs in the NEKL 2023. It was Oskaloosa dethroning Valley Falls, who won the title last year, but Oskaloosa, the league champs here in 2023. Jeff West, 10-4 in Big 7 league play. That tied for second with Nemaha Central. Sabetha, the league champs in the Big 7. So, a good one. A 2-7 matchup in this quarterfinal. Jeff West, the 2 seed. ACCHS, the 7 seed. Just moments away from the first pitch here for game number 2 this afternoon. Good crowd on hand. The sun trying to find its way through the clouds. Not much wind. Pretty calm day. ACCHS offensively, a .306 average collectively as a team. They have hit 3 home runs in their 18 games. So here we go. It is the senior second baseman, Creighton Bowerly, steps into the right side. Eli Roberts takes off the sign. Yes to number 2, lifts the leg and fires, low and outside, and we are underway for game number 2. 1-0 count to Bowerly. Here is the 1-0, check swing, and caught a piece for a foul ball. It's 1-1. Bowerly coming in, a .481 average. Leading things off here for the ACCHS Tigers. Here's the pitch by Roberts, and it is high and tight. And 2-1. Bowerly's .481 average, the best mark on the team. And now a ground ball, shortstop side. This is Thielen who bobbles it and late on the throw, not in time. That'll be an error by the shortstop Thielen, and Bowerly is on to begin the game.
Number 7, Bryson Lee.
Here's the pitcher, senior Bryson Lee. Bowerly at first and nobody out to start the game. Well, Royal Valley really hurt themselves in the first game with Perry LeCompton. They had 5 errors in the game that led to 4 unearned runs, caused one at 5-0. First pitch for Eli Roberts is a little bit high for 1-1 to Bryson Lee. Of course, Jeff West here starting off with an error by the shortstop, and that puts a runner at first base with nobody out. Swing and a miss by Lee there, 1-1. Tigers have lost 4 straight. I say Tigers, it's ACCHS. They have lost 4 straight coming in. It's been kind of an up-and-down year for them. Certainly improving after going just 4-16 a year ago, so they have a couple more wins than a year ago. 6-12 coming in. Throw over to first, not in time. Bowerly's back, still 1-1. Roberts out of the stretch. Pitch to Lee is fouled away. And off the top of a car. cars beware in certain spots here. Yeah, just lucky it wasn't a window. One ball and two strikes. Here on Bryson Lee, no score, just getting going. Top of the first inning, a runner at first, nobody out. That one gets away and from the catcher Boyer, and that's going to allow Bowerly to get up to second base without a throw. Bowerly at second base with nobody out. Count two balls and two strikes on Bryson Lee. A little bit open on his stance is Lee. That's from the right side. Roberts out of the stretch. Here's the 2-2. And just getting a piece in between catcher and the pitcher. The throw not in time, and it's an infield single. Bryson Lee beats it out, and ACCHS runners now at the corners with nobody out. A little infield single between the catcher Boyer and the pitcher Roberts. Might as well have been a bunt. But nonetheless, it's still a hit. So Lee at first and Bowerly at third with nobody out. Here's Justin Vesser. Vesser, the junior third baseman with an RBI chance here early for ACCHS. Roberts fires one outside and no throw as Lee takes second with ease. So now second and third, nobody out, and a 1-0 count here on Vesser. Vesser coming in with an average of 431. Next pitch by Roberts. High and inside, now 2-0. ACCHS, they have an opportunity here to get on the board early. Base hit could drive in two. Second and third, nobody out. Just getting going, top of the first. Swing and a miss. Good pitch there by Eli Roberts, and it's now two balls and one strike. ACCHS didn't get out of the first round a year ago in the regional tournament, losing to Valley Falls. And this one is hit right at the shortstop. Playing in was Thielen. He makes the catch for an important first out. The runners hold at second and third, and that'll bring up Colton Myers.
Number 22, Colton Myers.
So Myers, the right fielder, steps in. A 229 average. He is driven in seven. As runners at second and third, and now one out. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. It's 0-1. When you get to this point in the year, in the win, move on, lose, your season is done scenario, got to take advantage of every opportunity you get. ACCHS, certainly an opportunity here in the first. Great off-speed pitch by Roberts, and way out in front is Colton Myers, and he is quickly down 0-2. Bowerly reached on an error, then a single by Bryson Lee. Second and third. With one out, 0-2 count on Myers. Here's the pitch. Just missing on the outside corner. Painted well, but it's 1-2. Jefferson West, they lost their first two games of the year and then went on a run where they went 8-1 over their next nine games. An off-speed pitch that nearly got Myers, but he's out of the way, and it's now 2-2. Here's a two-ball, two-strike pitch, and a swing and a miss. He caught a piece, but the catcher, Boyer, able to secure it for a big second out, and now it's up to Cannon Crossland to try to get these runs in. First strikeout for Eli Roberts. After the first two have reached, back-to-back outs, a line out and a strikeout, and Crossland, it's up to him to try to get a run or two home. First pitch by Roberts. Outside. I'm just getting word here that the semifinals and championship tomorrow will be here in Ozaukee. And this is the Hiawatha Regional, but the field in much better condition here, so they will plan to play the semifinals and championship tomorrow here in Ozaukee as the next pitch. In there for a strike, one ball and one strike to Cannon Crossland. Crossland coming in with a .263 average. This is his 13th game of the season. Second and third, two outs. And a foul ball down the right field line. And it's 1-2. Tough spot for ACCHS if they're unable to get at least one of these runners in. At second and third with nobody out. And now in danger of not scoring at all. And that pitch gets away, but not enough for the runner Bowerly to score from third. Good heads-up play by Boyer, the catcher, to just get after it and snag it quickly. It's now 2-2 here to Cannon Crossland. Bowerly reached on an error. Lee with an infield single. Second and third, nobody out. Then a line out and a strikeout. And it's up to Crossland now with a 2-2 count with two outs. Eli Roberts trying to get out of a little bit of a pickle here in the top of the first. Fires. Swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch. And Jeff West getting out of a jam in the top of the first. After an error and a hit. Two left and none across. No score through a half an inning here on KNZA.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
KNZA.
ACCHS had a golden opportunity to get on the board in the top of the first, but they leave two on at second and third, nobody out, but a line out and then back-to-back strikeouts ended the threat. So no score as we start the bottom of the first inning. Jeff West coming up. It'll be Connor Rich, Colin Carney, and Brody Boyer. And then Gage Galley, if one of those three are able to get on for Jefferson West, the two seed in this tournament, 13 wins and 7 losses. They tied for second in the Big 7. They will go up against the hard-throwing right-hander, Bryson Lee.
Starting off for the Tigers, number one, Connor Rich.
Here's the sophomore, left fielder, Connor Rich. Will bat from the right side. Against Bryson Lee, no score, bottom of the first. Winner gets Perry LeCompton here tomorrow afternoon. Takes his time, routine, and now steps in. A little bit closed on his stance. Lee gets the first sign and fires. And a foul ball left side, and it's 0-1. Jefferson West made a regional final a year ago, but was upended by Sabetha out in Marysville. That was a 9-6 final. And the two seed here in this bracket with Bishop Ward, the number one seed, who we'll see later on against Riverside. Quickly an 0-2 count. Rich needs to protect. Here's the pitch by Lee. In there, strike three call in the outside corner. Quickly one up and one down.
First baseman, Colin Carney.
Here's Colin Carney, freshman first baseman. Bats from the left side. With nobody on and one out. No score, bottom one. Lee kicks and fires in there for a strike. He's on one here early. With Boyer due up next, Jefferson West. Out of the Big 7. They split with Silver Lake last week, and this is an off-speed pitch that runs inside, and Lee hits him. So Carney is on with one out. Carney to first, one out. Brody Boyer, junior catcher, steps in for Jeff West. He'll bat from the right side. Just an off-speed pitch that got away there from Bryson Lee. Lee, quick pickup move, not in time. As Carney quickly back safely. Jefferson West coming into this tournament 5-3 over their last eight games, and a quick time call by Boyer. Still waiting for that first pitch into Boyer after a pickoff attempt, trying to get Carney at first. Bryson Lee quickly out of the stretch. He'll glance. Kick and fire. A little bit low. Ball one. And the sun is trying to peek out a little bit. Clouds are parting ways a little bit. Another pickoff move. And back safely, Carney with a head-first slide. Just happy to not be dealing with some rain at the moment. No doubt about that. Runner at first, one out, bottom of the first, no score. Low pitch that gets away and up to second base without a throw will be Carney. So he's into scoring position with one out. Pitch was low and just got through the legs of Kimmy into the backstop. Carney at second, one out. Count 2-0 here on Brody Boyer. Gage Galley due up next. Jeff West now an opportunity to get on the board first. Jeff West has surpassed their win total from a year ago. Pitch is high. Now it's 3-0. So a very favorable hitter's count at 3-0. Now he shows bunt. And pulls back, but it's in there for a strike. It's now 3-1. Interesting to see if he shows bunt again, or if he swings away. Still a very favorable count, 3-1. Lee looks back at second, does so again, lifts and fires, in there for a strike, and Boyer shaking his head like, yep, now it's probably one I could have swung at, but chose not to, and the count now is full at 3-2. Big early pitch coming up here for Bryson Lee. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Runner at second base, bottom of the first, no score. Lee fires, and it's low and inside, ball four.
Third baseman, Gage Galley.
Carney at second, now Boyer at first. Two on and one out for Gage Galley. A junior third baseman, a big bat coming up to the plate here, where Jefferson West, again, an opportunity to get on the board first. ACCHS squandered an opportunity in the top half of the first at two on with nobody out, unable to get a run across. First pitch outside to Galley for ball one. ACCHS defensively, Kimmy catching for Bryson Lee, Vesser at third, Botteroff at short, Bowerly at second, Medeiros at first, and now this one has popped up right side, but it's going to just tail out of play over the fence, and it's a foul ball for left field. It's Cannon Crossland. His brother Ty is in center field. Myers. Carney at second. Boyer at first. Bryson Lee having to grind here in the first. Looks back at second. The 1-1. Just a bit outside. Now 2-1. Once again mentioned a little bit ago that looks like they will host here in Ozaukee again tomorrow, the semifinals and championship of this Hiawatha bracket. Next pitch is fouled away. And just out of play over the fence down the right field line. And it's even Stevens at 2-2. Two balls and two strikes here on Gage Galley, junior third baseman. Runners at first and second and one out. Base hit could give Jeff West an early lead. Bryson Lee, another glance at second, fires, and a ground ball, could be two, play by Bowerly for one, and that's all they get. And now, potential pickle here between home and third. There's the throw over to third, in time, a double play, how about it for out number three? So Carney probably trying a little too much over at third base, and Jeff West will squander a first inning opportunity. So no scores. We head to the second inning here on KNZA.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop hail protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green snap and wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, both ACCHS and Jefferson West squandering some scoring chances in the first inning. No scores. We start the second. Game 2-4 here today on KNZA. Perry LeCompton, 5-0 winner over Royal Valley earlier today to advance to a semifinal. Cause will get the winner of this one. Then the next two games after this one will be Riverside against Bishop Ward, and then Moore Hillmount Academy taking on Hiawatha in the nightcap. Dalton Damon, Trenton Kimmy, Max Bodaroff. Three ACCHS Tigers due up here in the second inning. No score against Jeff West, Eli Roberts. Roberts' first pitch, fastball in there for a strike. ACCHS at second and third with nobody out in the first, and then had a line out and then back-to-back strikeouts to end that threat. Next pitch, and Damon watching all the way, and it's right down Broadway, and it's 0-2. Robert shakes off a sign from Boyer, the catcher, and a foul ball. Just staying alive there is Dalton Damon, and we'll try it again at 0-2. Of course, state tournaments will be next week. Plan to have a few teams across softball and baseball representing. We'll have plenty of coverage of that next week. Of course, state track coming up. We have regional golf tournaments going on this week. It's that busy time of the spring sports season. Damon looks at one high, 1-2. Robert shakes off another sign and delivers. Swing and a miss and an off-speed pitch. Ball gets away. Throw down to first and plenty of time for the out. Three straight strikeouts now, recorded by Eli Roberts.
Number two, catcher Trent Kimmy.
Here's Trenton Kimmy, senior catcher. Right-handed hitter. It's the right-handed pitcher. Nobody on, one out, top two, no score. Roberts, first pitch. A little bit high. 1-0. ACCHS, they have a lot of seniors down this lineup. Kimmy being one of them. Next pitch by Roberts. A little bit low and outside, 2-0. Bowerly's a senior. Lee is a senior. Myers is a senior. Damon's a senior. Kimmy's a senior. And you have Vesser, who's a junior. Crossland, a sophomore. Bodaroff's a freshman. And Medeiros, also a sophomore. Next pitch outside, 3-0. Here on Trenton Kimmy. Very favorable hitter's count. Roberts fires a 3-0. And it's outside, ball four. There was a little bit of hesitation. I think Kimmy thought it was going to be a strike, but they did not get the call.
Well, Max Bodaroff.
So a one-out walk puts Kimmy at first, and now Max Bodaroff, freshman shortstop. Kimmy at first and one out. Eli Roberts back to the stretch, fires to Bodaroff. It's in there for a strike. Our first game between Perry and Royal Valley, about an hour and 25 minutes. pretty quick. Had two good pitchers on the mound, but again, the story of that one was Panthers defensively with five errors leading to four unearned runs caused with the 5-0 victory. We'll get the winner of this one in a semifinal tomorrow here in Ozaukee. Here is the 0-1. A little bit high and inside. Botteroff evens up at 1-1. ACCHS started the season winning three straight. Then they went on a 6-game losing streak. Their last win was on April 24th against Horton. Since then, they have lost four straight coming in. As Botteroff swings over the top of an off-speed pitch, and it's now 1-2. Kimmy at first, one out, no score. Top of the second. 1-2 count here on Botteroff. Roberts fires, just a bit outside on the fastball. It's 2-2. With Noah Medeiros due up next. Tigers the 7 seed. ACCHS, that is. And we got the battle of Tigers here in this one. Off speed, bends in there, catching the outside corner. Now four strikeouts for Eli Roberts.
Number 9, Noah Medeiros.
Here is Noah Medeiros, the sophomore first baseman. It's up to him to try to keep it moving. A lefty steps in with Kimmy at first and now two outs. Roberts has struck out four of the last five batters he has faced. And that one outlier is Kimmy at first with a walk. Roberts steps off and looks Kimmy back. I believe that is now a courtesy runner over there at first. And the throw back, and it gets away. And now here's an opportunity for ACCHS to get a runner into scoring position. And sliding in safely is Rance Vesser, who is the courtesy runner. Didn't see that switch early when Kimmy took first on the walk, so Vesser, the courtesy runner. And now he's at second base after a throw on the pickoff got away. Now base hit. Could it give ACCHS an early lead? There's a swing and a miss by Medeiros. Down in the count, 0-1. Rance Vesser, the courtesy runner at second base, after Kimmy took a one-out walk. Here's the 0-1. Ooh, just missing on the outside corner. Close, but no, it is 1-1. Medeiros with a .250 average coming in. No gloves, little choked up on the bat, batting from the left side, pretty straight up. And the 1-1. And rope down the right field line, and it stays inside the line for a fair ball. And Rance Vesser with a stop. What a throw in from right field, and now a pickle, and Rance falls down, and it's a double play, and the inning is over. What a throw by Bateman in right field to save a run, and that takes us to the bottom of the second inning. Already got some fireworks here. No score. We head to the bottom of the second right after this.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check them out on that there internet online at wilsontireks.com.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Another opportunity for ACCHS in the second inning, but a heck of a throw by the right fielder Bateman for Jeff West, gunning down the courtesy runner, Rance Vesser. on a shot to right field. And no score here as we start the bottom of the second. Jeff West up here with Eli Roberts. First pitch by Lee, and it is just inside the line. They're going to say it's a fair ball. It hit the bag, so it is a fair ball, and it's going to be a long single for Eli Roberts.
Number 11, Brody Wheeland.
It was left of the line, but just clipped the bag for a fair ball, and Roberts is on with nobody out. That brings up Brody Teeland, the freshman shortstop. Quick pause in the action as Teeland steps in. Out of the stretch is Lee. And this one is hit high and deep towards left field.
Get
that
out.
Is towards the big fence, and that ball is gone.
Woo! Let's go!
The freshman shortstop over the tallest fence in left field. It clears it, and it's a two-run home run for Teeland, and a 2-0 Jefferson West lead. A deep shot
right fielder,
to left field and gone. Well, how about that? Both teams squandering some opportunities early in this game, but that is not what you would call a squandered opportunity. A two-run home run by Teeland, and Jeff West out to a 2-0 lead. And now Dalton Bateman steps in, gunned down the runner at home in the last half inning from right field. Takes one inside. It's 1-0. So a single and a home run for Jeff West to start here in the second. And a 2-0 lead. Next pitch is low. Two balls and no strikes. Lee's next pitch is high. Now 3-0. Jeff West taking advantage. Next pitch is inside. That is a four-pitch walk.
Second baseman, Drew Beilman.
Here's Drew Beilman, a sophomore second baseman with Bateman at first and nobody out. A single, a home run, and a walk. Jefferson West leading 2-0 here in the bottom of the second. Lee out of the stretch. There goes the runner, pulls back the bunt. It's a strike, throw to second, not in time. Bateman with a stolen base. And the count 0-1 on Beilman. We'll see if Beilman shows bunt once again. He did on that first pitch, but pulled back for a strike. Bateman at second base. He does put the bunt down. That will get the runner to third base. There's the throw to first, and the out is recorded. So a nice sacrifice by Beilman, and Bateman's up to third with one out.
Center fielder, Cole Gilbert.
So that's the first out. Sacrifice bunt. Puts Bateman at third. And Cole Gilbert now an RBI chance here, number 9 hitter for Jefferson West, the senior center fielder. 2-0, Jeff West here in the bottom of the second. First pitch by Lee is high for ball one. Eli Roberts led off the inning with a single, and then Brody Teeland, a freshman shortstop with a two-run home run over the tall field, or fence, I should say, down the left field line. Gilbert fouls one away. It's 1-1. Still just one out here in the inning. Base hit would make it 3-0. Next pitch to Gilbert. Low and outside. Good stop there by the catcher and Kimmy. Keeps it in front. Not a lot of room between home plate and the backstop, so the balls do get away. It is a challenge. Get that run in from third. Here's the 2-1. This one is out of play. Fouled right behind us. Two balls and two strikes. Cole Gilbert batting from the right side, open on his stance. Number 9 hitter in the order has a chance to drive one in. Just missing on the outside corner. Now 3-2. Connor Rich due up next. Two-run home run, the highlight of the inning by Brody Thielen, a 2-0 Jeff West lead. Ball 4. Now 2 on and 1 out. So now first and third, puts the double play back into it potentially for ACCHS to get out of this. But Connor Rich, he struck out in his first at bat as first and third. Still just one out here in the second. And his team out to the early 2-0 advantage. He'll show bunt and pulls back and takes a strike and no throw to second. As Gilbert steals second standing up. So now second and third with one out. Makes that double play out of it. Now a throw to third. Pick off try and just back in time safely is Bateman. Bateman at third. Gilbert the runner at second. It's one out. 2-0 Jeff West here. Bottom two. Here's the 0-1. And this one is hit well towards center field. Backing up is Crossland to make the catch, and that'll be deep enough for the sacrifice, and that gets the run in from third. Productive at bat for Connor Rich with the sac fly.
First baseman Colin Kearney
allows Gilbert to get up to third base as well. He's at third with two outs, 3-0 Jefferson West. And now it's Colin Kearney, who's hit by a pitch in his first at-bat. This one is roped, but foul. On the right field line, just allowed strike number one. A single, a home run, a walk, a sacrifice bunt, a walk, and a sac fly. Very productive inning here for Jefferson West, and a base hit could add another. This one popped out of play, foul. Kearney down in the count, 0-2. He has really had to grind here for ACCHS, trying to get out of this jam. There's a swing and a miss on a fantastic off-speed pitch for the strikeout. His second strikeout, but Jeff West getting three, highlighted by a two-run homer from Brody Thielen. 3-0 Jeff West, third inning coming up next here on KNZA.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
Attention healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
3-0 Jefferson West as we start the third inning here in Ozaukee. Brandon Tam and Logan Carpenter with you. Kirk Kilman also helping out here today as well. Perry Lee Compton, a winner here earlier, 5-0 over Royal Valley. Now Jeff West, a 3-0 advantage.
Number 10, Creighton Bowerly.
Over ACCHS as we start the third inning. Top of the order for ACCHS, Bowerly, Lee Vesser. Now trailing Jeff West, 3-0. First pitch by Eli Roberts in there for a strike. Bowerly reached to open the game on an error. The ACCHS squandered a second and third no-out opportunity in that first inning, unable to get a run across. Next pitch outside to Bowerly. One ball and one strike. And the highlight of that three-run second for Jeff West, a two-run homer by Brody Thielen. And the other run off the sacrifice fly by Connor Rich. Next pitch low and outside. Now 2-1. You're on Bowerly. With the winning team here, getting Perry LeCompton tomorrow. They will play the semifinals and championship game here. This is a Hiawatha regional, but their field unable to dry up enough to allow play, so that's why the games are being played here. There's a fouled pitch straight back, so now it's 2-2. Roberts now with that three-run lead to work with. And just getting a piece is Bowerly, so he stays alive at 2-2. Bishop Ward and Riverside will be the game up next. That's number one seed Bishop Ward, eight seed Riverside. And then Moore Hill Mounts Academy, Hiawatha in the nightcap. There's a swing and a miss and another strikeout for Roberts, and that'll bring up Bryson Lee.
Number seven, Bryson Lee.
Make it five strikeouts now for Eli Roberts. And the first pitch to him is fouled away. Cars beware, and just cleared him. Lee singled. It was the infield variety. He's put one on the ground between catcher and the pitcher and was able to beat out a throw. Down in the count, 0-1. Now it's 0-2 as he fouls that one away. A nice calm afternoon after rain in the forecast the last couple of days. Robert shakes off the sign, likes the second, fires the 0-2, and on a two-strike pitch, it's drilled into right center field, and Bryson Lee, a long turn at first, he'll hold there with a single. And his second hit.
Third baseman, Justin Vesser.
Here's Justin Vesser, the junior third baseman, with Lee at first and one out. Jefferson West, a 3-0 lead here in the top of the third. Roberts has to go back to the stretch. Lee very athletic over there at first. Hesitates, and the first pitch high to Vesser for ball one. Vesser had the golden opportunity in the first with runners at second and third, but he lined out to the shortstop. And back-to-back strikeouts ended that threat in the first. Roberts again, and this one off the inside part of the bat just pops it up, and the shortstop Thielen makes the catch, and there's out number two.
Right fielder, Colton Myers.
So it's up to Colton Myers, who struck out his first time up. Got Lee at first with now two outs. Strikeout, a single, and a pop out. Now Myers steps in 0-1. Roberts out of the stretch and fires. Lee takes off, and the pitch gets away, so no throw. And Lee takes second base. A base hit could get ACCHS on the board. They had opportunities to score in both the first and second innings, but have unable to get on the board so far. Quick meeting between Boyer and Roberts, catcher and pitcher respectively. And the count 1-0 here on Colton Myers. Lee at second base, two outs. ACCHS trailing Jeff West 3-0 here in the third. And Lee takes off for third. There's a swing and a miss. Low throw, and it gets into left field, and that'll get ACCHS their first run. A very low throw by Boyer. And it's now a 3-1 score. So a much-needed run for ACCHS, and they now trail 3-1. 1-1 count on Myers. Bases are clear now with two outs. Next pitch inside. Now 2-1 to Myers. So a couple of stolen bases and then an error by the catcher Boyer on the low throw, allowing that first ACCHS run to score. Ground ball, shortstop side. Thielen has it on a hop. Long throw, beautifully done in time. But ACCHS does get a run. And after 2.5 innings, Jeff West 3, ACCHS 1, right here on KNZA.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Aging brings a variety of life changes, some welcome, some not. One change that is not a normal part of the aging process is depression or anxiety. Holton Community Hospital's Senior Life Solutions is designed to meet the unique needs of individuals typically 65 and older experiencing depression and or anxiety related to life changes that are often associated with aging. If you would like more information, education, or discuss support, please call 785-364-9610. 364-9610.
KNZA.
ACCHS one, or able to get one run, excuse me, on that error by the catcher in the third inning, and Brody Boyer. A couple of stolen bases by Bryson Lee, but it's still Jeff West out in front. A 3-1 advantage as we start the bottom of the third. As Brody Boyer will lead things off, he walked in his first at bat. Bryson Lee's first pitch in there for a strike. Groans from the fans, didn't like the call, but it's 0-1. Boyer, Galley, Roberts due up here for Jefferson West. Ground ball through the hole and into left field for a hit. So Boyer, two at bats, he has reached twice, and he's got a leadoff single here in the bottom of the third. Gage Galley now, who hit into a 4-6-2-5 double play to end the first inning. That is correct. 4-6-2-5. Runner at first, nobody out, bottom third. First pitch inside to Galley for ball one. 3-1, Jefferson West. Brody Thielen, a two-run homer in the second. And then Connor Rich with a sack fly. Next pitch by Lee is upstairs, 2-0. Let's see if Jeff West can take an opportunity here and run with it after Boyer's leadoff single. Next pitch is low, and it's now 3-0. Eli Roberts due up next. Semifinals and championship of this regional will be tomorrow here in Ozaukee. Next pitch taking all the way is Galley, but it's in there for a strike. It's now 3-1. Galley calls for time, steps back in. Lee out of the stretch, looking over at first base where Boyer leads off, he takes off, and now this one is hit well towards right center field, and Ty Crossland running back and makes a spectacular catch. Wow, indeed. Ty Crossland with an absolutely incredible catch over the shoulder in deep right center field for the first out.
Number 27, Eli Roberts.
Boyer was on the move. He had to pump the brakes and go back. Now one out to the runner at first, but Ty Crossland, incredible catch in right center field for the first out. First pitch to Eli Roberts, missing for ball one. Roberts singled and scored. Brought home on that two-run homer by Thielen in the second. 3-1, Jeff West, bottom three. Next pitch, a little high and tight, now 2-0. Not sure my call of that great catch really did it justice. That was, yeah, snow cone indeed. That was running to the opposite way and over the shoulder. Now this one is absolutely smoked to left center field. Crossland going back. He can't get to this one. It's down. Well, they try to send the run home. They will chug it along. And around third is Boyer, and it's an RBI double. Well, Crossland got the one. He couldn't get that one. A monster RBI and a deep shot to left center. It's now a 4-1 Jefferson West lead. An RBI double gets Boyer home from first. He's at second base. And now a 4-1 advantage. Now a meeting on the mound here for ACCHS. We'll see if there's a change of any kind or if it's just a meeting. Looks to be just a meeting right now. Right now, Jeff West in control, now leading 4-1 here in the bottom of the third. RBI double by Eli Roberts to deep left center field. Looks to be about the deepest part of the ballpark. And brought Boyer all the way in from first base. The meeting has concluded, so it's Roberts at second base with one out. And the freshman, Brody Thielen, who had the big two-run homer in the second inning, stands in there with a runner on. Lee out of the stretch. And this one is roped into left field, and one pitch and a base hit. They will stop the runner at third, so no run. But now first and third and one out. And Thielen's day still hot. And Bateman now an RBI chance. Roberts to third. Thielen now 2-for-2 with a home run and a single. And now Bateman, who walked and scored. Off the sack fly by Connor Rich. Has an RBI chance himself here. Trying to add to this what is now a 3-run lead. First pitch in there for a strike. Four to one, Jefferson West here in the bottom of the third, trying to add more. One out, runners at the corners. And a foul ball taking off was Thielen, but he's got to go back. And Bateman now needs to protect. It's 0-2. Perry LeCompton awaits the winner of this ball game in a semifinal tomorrow in this Hiawatha Regional Tournament in Class 3A. There's a swing and a miss by Lee, and there's a big, important strikeout, and it's up to Drew Beilman.
Second baseman, Drew Beilman.
That is the third strikeout for Bryson Lee, and Beilman steps in, who had a sacrifice bunt in his first at-bat, now trying to get another runner across. At the corners with two down. Lee's first pitch is hit towards the middle. Takes a hard hop and playing it right was Bowerly at second base. He'll tap second for the out, but nonetheless, another run is across on an RBI double by Eli Roberts. Three innings in, 4-1, Jeff West, here on KNZA.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local Shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local Shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Kellerman Insurance, where our business is built on the foundation of thoughtful client relationships.
I am Christy Wilson, and I have been with Kellerman Insurance for 30 years. My main focus is on commercial insurance. Nobody likes insurance until they need it. I want to help people understand what they are spending their money on and how those coverages could affect their business if they don't have them. And I don't even have to wear khaki pants or have a talking lizard to do any of that.
We've been here, trust us, based on our 121 years of combined insurance experience. Give us a call or visit us at kellermaninsurance.com and see what we can do for you today.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Jefferson West adding one in the bottom of the third on an RBI double by Eli Roberts, extending their lead on ACCHS to 4-1. Brandon Tamman with you. Logan Carpenter, our studio producer. Shout out Kirk Kilman getting us on the air early. Just the second of what is a quadruple header here today on KNZA. Prairie LeCompton, a 5-0 winner over Royal Valley in game one. Cause await the winner here of the Tigers, the Tigers, Jeff West and ACCHS. Now it is ACCHS up here in the fourth, trailing 4-1. It is Cannon Crossland who leads things off and ropes one up the middle, but playing it right is the second baseman, Bioman, and the throw nearly off the bag at first is Carney, but he gets it for the out. So one pitch and one out. Dalton Damon now up. He struck out his first time up. Eli Roberts been kind of cruising along here. He's got 5 strikeouts. Beautiful off-speed pitch that finds the outside corner for strike one. ACCHS got their lone run in the last inning. After a stolen base to third and a throwing error, allowing Bryson Lee to scramble his way home for that first run. But ACCHS trailing here in the fourth by a 4-1 score. Roberts gets the 1-1 sign and fires. Another off-speed pitch. This one a little bit, though, outside. It's 2-1. Top seed Bishop Ward and Riverside are next game up. Hiawatha and Moore Hill Mount Academy in the nightcap. Winners will play in the semifinals tomorrow. Championship game as well. And that one hits Dalton Damon as he takes one off the left wrist. He's at first with one out.
Number 2, catcher Trent Kimmy.
Here is Trenton Kimmy. Walked in his first at-bat, but then was thrown out. Trying to score. I should say it was a courtesy runner for Trenton Kimmy. It was Rance Besser who got thrown out at home, where ACCHS had a pretty good opportunity back in the first and the second inning to get on the board, but their lone run so far in the third. A runner at first and one out. Roberts' first pitch is high to Kimmy for ball one. Jeff West, 3 in the second, 1 in the third. ACCHS, their lone run in the third. We're in the top of the fourth. There's a throw down to first and near pickoff there. Good throw by the catcher and Boyer, but back in time is Damon. That pitch missed outside, so it's 2-0 here on Kimmy. Eli Roberts out of the stretch. Got a 3-step lead at first, make it 3.5. There's a swing and a miss, and now 2-1. In ACCHS, they were supposed to have games last week against Onega, but those were canceled. Unable to get those games in, so this is their first game in nearly 2 weeks. They last played on May 4th, and they were swept by Riverside, who we'll see up next. There's another swing and a miss, so from 2-0 it goes to 2-2. At ACCHS, they haven't won a game since April 27th. 4 straight losses coming in. They swept Horton for their last wins. Here's the 2-2, and just fouling it off and staying alive is Kimmy, so we'll try it again at 2-2. A ground out and a hit batter here for ACCHS in the fourth, trailing Jeff West 4-1. Is Damon at first. Roberts fires a 2-2, and it's outside, and it gets away, and Damon gets up to second base without a throw. So now a base hit could get ACCHS within 2. Count is now full to Kimmy, 3-2. Max Bodaroff is due up next. Roberts has 5 strikeouts. He's out of the stretch. Likes the sign. Glance at second. Knee is up. Fires in there. Strike 3 call. Kimmy looking all the way, and that's the 6th strikeout. And now 2 outs for Max Bodaroff. Bodaroff, one of the strikeout victims, his first time up. He has a runner at second with 2 outs. Roberts fires. In there for a strike. ACCHS, they had two on and nobody out in the first, unable to score. They had a runner thrown out at home in the second, and were able to get their first run back in the third. There's a swing and a miss, and now quickly 0-2 here on Botteroff. Jefferson West, Galley at third, Thielen the shortstop, Beilman the second baseman, Carney at first, Roberts pitching, Boyer catching, the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, make it seven strikeouts for Eli Roberts. Jefferson West will have that 4-1 lead heading to the bottom of the fourth after this here on KNCA.
At Ronkirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ronkirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From painless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ronkirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Makes front-end construction loans, and then we can make the mortgage when you're ready to move in. At DSB, it really is that simple to build, move in, and enjoy.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
Jefferson West coming up here in the bottom of the fourth. The two seed in the Hiawatha Regional leading ACCHS 4-1. Appreciate all the listeners out there hanging with us. Game 2 of 4 here today on KNZA. 9-1-2 in the order for Jeff West. Cole Gilbert lead things off. Jefferson West, three runs in the second, one in the third. And Gilbert's walked his first time up. First pitch high and tight, 1-0. Still overcast. Sun at times has tried to peek its way through. Right now, nowhere to be found. Next pitch is low and inside, 2-0 here to Gilbert. Right now, four runs, five hits for Jefferson West. One run, three hits for ACCHS. And the 2-0 delivery in there for a strike. Now 2-1. Here's the 2-1. This one is hit well towards left field. Cannon Crossland way playing up, and it's way over his head. Extra bases on the way for the number 9 hitter, Cole Gilbert, and it's a leadoff standing double.
Left fielder Connor Rich.
Two at bats, two times reached for Cole Gilbert. A walk and now a double. Out at the top of the order with Connor Rich. 4-1 Jeff West here in the bottom of the fourth. And an early threat to add to it with Gilbert at second with nobody out. Lee out of the stretch. Rich was showing bunt. Pulls back. It's low for ball one. Rich struck out in the first and drove in a run with a sac fly in the second. Now, base hit could add another RBI. Shows bunt, pulls back, but that one is in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Lee out of the stretch, looking back at second, now fires, and the bunt is put down beautifully down the right field line. It's a high throw, and off the bag, and safe at first. The high throw by Bryson Lee, that'll be an error by the pitcher, and now runners at the corners with nobody out.
First baseman, Colin Carney.
So the sacrifice turns into an error, and now runners at the corners with nobody out for Colin Carney. Was hit by a pitch and has also struck out. But a big RBI chance here to add to this 4-1 lead. Lee's pitch popped up. very high, playable. This is Bowerly at second, who eyes it down and makes the catch in a big first out with no advance. But now it's up to Brody Boyer. One out, runners at the corners. He is walked and singled, has also scored a run. See if Lee can get out of this jam. First pitch is low and outside, and getting up to second base without a throw is Rich. So now second and third with one out. Base hit could add two. Here is the 1-0. This one is also jacked, hit well, left field, Crossland looking up at it, and it's high off the fence, probably 5 feet from a home run. That's going to drive in two, and Brody Boyer with a two RBI double. It is 6-1, Jefferson West.
Third baseman, Dave Galley.
If the left field fence was the same height as the rest of the field, that would have been long gone. But just off the high fence in left field, and a 6-1 Jeff West lead. Galley takes outside for ball one. So three in the second, one in the third, now two more in the fourth. Still a chance to add to it. This one's popped up, tailing down the left field line and out of play. Just barely. One ball and one strike. Galley hit into a double play in his first at bat and then flew out to center field in his second at bat, so he's 0 for 2. Two extra base hits here in the inning. Cole Gilbert led off with a double, and then Connor Rich reached with an error, and both were drove in by Brody Boyer's double off the wall and left. Next pitch in there to Galley for a strike, and it's 1-2. So no balls and two strikes. Correction, 1-2. And the pitch is drilled into right field for a hit. They will hold the runner in Boyer at third. And the first hit of the day for Galley.
Pitcher Eli Roberts.
So the line continues to move. It's Eli Roberts, a single, a double, and an RBI. He's also got a run scored, and now another big RBI chance here with runners at the corners and still one out. Boyer at third. Galley at first. Roberts up. 6-1, Jeff West here in the bottom of the fourth. Lee throws to first. Galley back in time. Jeff West finding some rhythm on offense. Perry LeCompton awaits the winner. Pitch is high and outside. No throw. Galley up to second base. So now second and third. One out. Base hit could score two more. Slow roller. Shortstop side. Botteroff will throw to first to get the out, but a run is in. A productive at bat. Boyer scores. It's now 7-1.
Shortstop Brody Thielen.
That's the second out, but an RBI. And it's 7-1. And it's now up to Brody Thielen to try to get Galley home from third. Thielen, a two-run homer in the second and a single in the third. He is 2-for-2. Three more runs here in the fourth for Jefferson West. Lee's pitch. Hit well, but off the end of the bat and out in front. It's going to be foul. And it's 0-1. His home run in the second was off the first pitch that he saw. His single in the third was off the first pitch that he saw. And that first pitch was hit well, but foul. Now he takes one that's low and outside. It's 1-1. Three have scored in the inning. Galley's at third with two outs. 7-1, Jeff West. And a swing and a miss there by Thielen. It's now 1-2. Lee continues out of the stretch and the pitch. Good off speed. Got him out in front, and that's a strikeout. The damage done by Jefferson West as they tack on three more. A 7-1 lead after four innings here on KNZA.
It's tough to find a Mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Onler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation Mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Nehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Three more runs for Jefferson West. Their lead over ACCHS now 7-1 here as we start the fifth. Winner gets Perry LeCompton in a regional semifinal bout tomorrow afternoon. So got two more games coming your way here on KNZA. Thank you so much for hanging with us. Been all Jeff West here in game number two. Three in the second, one in the third, three in the fourth. So ACCHS, they got some work to do to claw their way back into it. It'll be Noah Medeiros to lead things off, the number nine hitter. Roberts' first pitch, ground ball, playable at second base. Bielman throw to first in time, one pitch and one out. Chris Creighton Bowerly reached on an error in the first and struck out in the third. We got nobody on, one out here in the fifth. Team trailing 7-1 in this win and move on, lose, go home game. Pitch to Bowerly low, ball one. Clay Roberts took a little bit off there, but a little bit high. It's now 2-0. ACCHS got their lone run in the third on a stolen base, an error by the catcher that got into left field, allowing the runner to score, and there's an off-speed pitch that gets away and hits Bowerly.
Number seven, Bryson Lee.
So Bowerly at first, one out. Bryson Lee has an infield single and then a sharp single, two for two. Two of the three ACCHS hits here this afternoon. See if ACCHS can get something going here. Down six in the fifth. Roberts hadn't spent a lot of time out of the stretch, but does so here. First pitch fouled straight back into the screen. It's 0-1. Perry LeCompton won the first game today over Royal Valley, 5-0. Cause get the winner of this one in a semifinal tomorrow. Next pitch is behind Lee. Nearly got him, but missing. It's now one ball and one strike. Certainly the most pop in this ACCHS order coming up, so an opportunity here. See if they can take advantage. There's a swing and a miss by Lee, and it's 1-2. Bishop Ward and Riverside, the next game up. That's the one seed Bishop Ward, eight seed Riverside. Next pitch outside, throw to first, and not in time. 2-2. Bowerly back safely. Bowerly hit by a pitch with one out. He's at first. Seven strikeouts in the game for Eli Roberts. And it's now 3-2, as that one's a little bit high and tight. Justin Vesser due up next in the fifth inning for ACCHS, down 7-1. Roberts 3-2. In there, strike three. Call, make it 8 strikeouts now for Eli Roberts, and there's 2 outs.
Number 11, Justin Vesser.
Here is Justin Vesser. Junior third baseman, 0-2, a line out and a pop out. Low to the shortstop. Bowerly still at first now, 2 outs. And the first pitch. Just missing outside for ball one. Roberts looking over at first. Not a big lead for Bowerly. This one's popped up. Foul territory, right side, playable. And making the catch is the first baseman, Carney, and that retires the side. So one stranded, Jeff West continues to control it. 7-1, Jeff West, bottom of the fifth, coming up next.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
Time for a spring checkup on your AC units? You want to make sure they're working right on that very first hot day. Contact John's Repair today to schedule a $99 special to clean the unit, check the Freon, and change the air filters. Contact John's Repair today, 785-969-6400. That's 969-6400.
Taryn Ray, Consumer Loan Officer at the Farmers State Bank.
We offer competitive interest rates and terms on new and older vehicles. If you have a car that you found that you're interested in and you give me that information, then I can give you a look at your payment amount and if that fits in your budget. So you can go to a dealership and buy a car with confidence.
Hometown banking with your neighbor and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
KNZA.
And all Jefferson West here in game number two today as they lead ACCHS 7-1 as they come up to bat here in the home half of the fifth. Dalton Bateman will lead things off. He has walked and scored, also struck out, shows bunt, pulls back, and it's a ball. Jefferson West scored 3 in the second, 1 more in the third, and then 3 in the fourth. And now 7 runs, 8 hits. ACCHS, 1 run, and 3 hits. Next pitch outside, 2-0. Bateman, Beilman, Gilbert. Bottom third of the order for Jefferson West. Trying to hang on and get to the semis tomorrow as Perry LeCompton awaits. Next pitch inside, and quickly 3-0 on Bateman. And the 3-0, right down the middle for strike one. 3 balls and 1 strike. Riverside and Bishop Ward, our next game up. Both teams here getting prepped and ready. And a pitch that was well low and outside and got away is going to be called strike number 2. Interesting. Nonetheless, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here on Bateman. Here is the 3-2 from Lee. Fouled straight back, so we'll do it again. The offensive alignment still the same for ACCHS. Nothing has changed there. Vesser at third, Botteroff at short, Bowerly at second, Medeiros at first. And this one is jammed and popped up. Right back to the pitcher Lee, who makes the catch for the first out.
Number 2, Drew Beilman.
Here's Drew Beilman now, the sophomore second baseman. Sack bunt in the first, grounded out to second in the third. And he's up here in the fifth with one out, nobody on. 7-1, Jefferson West leads. First pitch by Lee upstairs to Beilman for ball one. Next pitch popped up right behind home plate. That was a difficult play, and Kimmy unable to make the catch, and it's going to be a 1-1 count. Beilman taking his time, getting back in. Batting from the right side, little open on his stance. Here's the 1-1 from Lee, outside. And two balls and one strike. And the 2-1, fouled away. Now two balls and two strikes here on Beilman. Cole Gilbert due up next. Jeff West 7, ACCHS 1 here in the bottom of the fifth. One out, nobody on. Two games still coming your way after this one. Off speed, hit to shallow left center field, but going back is the shortstop in Botteroff to make the catch for out two.
Number three, Cole Gilbert.
And Cole Gilbert, number 9 in the order. He's been up twice, he has reached twice, he has walked and doubled, and has scored a run. First pitch by Lee, swung on and missed. Bryson Lee continues to pitch here for ACCHS, and a fastball there is swung on and missed, and quickly Gilbert down in the count 0-2. Bryson Lee trying to retire Jeff West in order for the first time here today, and his off-speed pitch there missing inside, it's 1-2. He faced 4 in the first, but then faced 7 in the second, and 6 in the third. Another pitch runs up inside, and foul, it'll stay 1-2. Then he faced 7 in the fourth. Correction, count 2-2, and the pitch. Got him, curves it in there, strike 3, so 3 up. And 3 down goes Jeff West for the first time here today. 5 in the books. It's been all Jeff West. 7-1 their lead. 6th inning coming up next.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed 3 new heavy lifts for 1 ton, 3/4 tons. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
5 innings in, Jefferson West 7, ACCHS 1 here on KNZA. Brandon Tabman with you, Logan Carpenter, our studio producer. Two more games coming up here. The first round of the 3A regional tournament here in Ozaukee. Hiawatha the host, but playing in Ozaukee due to wet field conditions. They will play the semifinal games and championship here tomorrow in Ozaukee. Is the field pretty good shape? Getting these games in here today. Just happy to bring them to you here across the MSC Sports Radio Network. Eli Roberts back to work. Sees Colton Myers in the first pitch low and inside for a ball. Myers 0-2, strikeout and a ground out. And ACCHS down to there. Final six outs potentially. They need six runs minimum. Here's a ground ball. Here is Galley, third base, and he lost it. And that's going to be a leadoff base runner for ACCHS.
Left fielder Cannon Crossland.
Myers at first, nobody out. Cannon Crossland, 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a ground out. That'll go down as an E5. Swing and a miss. And a strike number one to Cannon Crossland. Roberts again not having to work out of the stretch a whole lot today, but nearly hits Crossland there, but he ducks out of the way, and it's one ball and one strike. Roberts hasn't faced more than five in an inning, so he has been very sharp. Next pitch runs away from him, 2-1. He faced five in the first, four in the second, four in the third, four in the fourth, and four in the fifth. 7-1, Jeff West lead, and that one also high and tight. Three balls and one strike. If you can get Crossland on and you can get your first two on, here's the chance for ACCHS to try to claw their way back into it. A long way to go. Sixth inning, 7-1 is the score. That pitch is low and outside, and it's ball four. And now two on and nobody out for Dalton Damon.
Damon
has struck out. He's also been hit by a pitch, and I think we're going to get a pitching change here for Jeff West. So Eli Roberts gets an ice ovation, but his afternoon is done. So we got a pitching change, and we'll step aside and give you that update when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Our first pitching change here this afternoon comes for Jeff West. Eli Roberts is out and will take over at first base for Colin Carney, who is the new pitcher here for Jeff West as ACCHS has an opportunity to get themselves back into it. They have two on and nobody out here in the sixth, but they trail by a 7-1 score, so a lot of work to do. Eli Roberts, five innings. He allows three hits, one run. It wasn't earned. He had eight strikeouts and four walks. And now Carney, the new pitcher, and is a lefty. He'll face Dalton Damon. First pitch in there for a strike. Myers opened the inning, reaching via an error, and then Crossland walked. First and second, nobody out, top six, 7-1, Jeff West. Damon up there, now down in the count, 0-1. Carney, the new pitcher, fires in another one, swung on and missed. It's 0-2. See if Carney can get his team out of this jam in the sixth. And a swing and a miss. So he comes in, three pitches, three strikes, and a strikeout.
Number two, Trent Kimmy.
First strikeout for Carney, and now it's Trent and Kimmy with one out and two on. Lefty Carney fires in there for a strike, so he is dialed in through four pitches. Kimmy a little open on his stance from the right side, facing the lefty in Carney. fires. Check swing. Kimmy held. No, he did not. Yeah, got him. They said he did not hold it up. Looked like at first he did from our angle, but the umpire said otherwise, so now it's 0-2. Here's Carney's pitch. Swing and a miss. Six pitches, six strikes, two strikeouts.
Number 12, Max Botteroff.
Here's Max Botteroff, the freshman shortstop. Carney coming in and shutting down. That's the first ball that's thrown inside, and it gets away, and it's going to allow both runners to move up. So Myers gets to third, and Crossland up to second base. Now, base hit could score two, and the Tigers need it desperately. Jeff West leading 7-1 here with two outs in the top of the sixth. Botteroff's 0-2 with two strikeouts. Here's the 1-0 outside. And it's 2-0. Time is now for ACCHS to get something here. Swing and a miss by Botteroff. Looked like Carney took a little bit off there. It's now 2-1. And here is the 2-1. Popped up. Foul territory. Looks like it's going to get out of play. And it's going to be 2-2. Myers at third, Crossland at second. Two outs, a 2-2 count here on Botteroff. Top of the sixth inning, Jeff West with the lead of 7-1. Can Botteroff put one in play? Here is the 2-2 outside. Good stab by the catcher there and Boyer to keep it in front. And the count runs full with Noah Medeiros due up next. It's the sign and the 3-2 popped up right side in the infield. Beilman, the second baseman, makes the catch. And what a job by Carney out of the pen as he shuts the door on a potential ACCHS rally. 5.5 in the books. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. 7-1, Jeff West.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green Snap and wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check them out on that there internet online at WilsonTireKS.com.
KNZA.
Jefferson West, the 7-1 lead over ACCHS as they come up here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Chance to add a little bit more insurance, but a six-run lead, very solid, as it'll be the top of the order for Jeff West with Connor Rich to lead things off. This will be his fourth at bat. He has struck out. He has brought one home on a sac fly and then reached on an error and scored in his last at bat. Bryson Lee still pitching for ACCHS. His first pitch in there for a strike. Jeff West, 3 in the second, 1 in the third, 3 more in the fourth. Eli Roberts pitched 5 strong innings and was replaced by Carney in the last half inning, and he shut the door on a potential ACCHS rally. They had 2 on and nobody out. Carney comes in, goes strikeout, strikeout, and a pop out to end the threat. 1-1 count here on Rich. Next pitch High and tight, 2-1. Prairie LeCompton awaits the winner tomorrow. Games will be played here in Ozaukee, the Hiawatha Regional. Hiawatha's field unable to dry up enough with all the rain we've had over the last couple of days, so Jeff West will host semifinal championship games here tomorrow. There's a walk on a 3-1 pitch as Rich will take first with nobody out.
Pitcher Colin Carney.
Here's Carney. He was hit by a pitch in the first, struck out in the second, popped out to second in the fourth. He's up here in the sixth with one on and nobody out. 7-1, Jefferson West. And a pickoff move. Rich back in time. Bishop Ward, Riverside, the next game up. Hiawatha and Moore Hill Mount Academy to follow that. There's a steal attempt by Rich. Feet first slide. He's in there safely. Ball kicks away to the second base side, but no advance from there. So base hit could get Rich home from second base and add an insurance run. Count 0-1 here on Carney. The lefty open on his stance, now shows bunt, puts it down beautifully. Lee to first, and in time for the out, but the bunt does its job, and it gets Rich over to third.
Pitcher Brody Boyer.
So Rich at third, one out. Brody Boyer, who's had a heck of an afternoon, a walk, a single, a double. He has scored twice, and his double drove in two. A base hit could add another RBI to his total. Takes a first pitch strike right down the middle. Lee fires, and it's popped out of play. And quickly 0-2. ACCHS will have one more opportunity in the seventh. Keep their season alive. They will need a heck of a rally. This one is roped well, left center field and over the fence, and Boyer's got another extra base hit. That brings in Rich home with ease, standing up, and another double and an RBI for Brody Boyer. It's now 8-1.
Third baseman, Gabe Galley.
Cannon Crossland playing pretty far in left field, had no chance to get to that one. Boyer up near the fence, and he drives in his third of the day, and it's now 8-1 with still one out. First pitch to Galley, a little bit high for ball one. Galley hit into a double play his first time up. He's also flown out to center and has a single. Next pitch outside, now 2-0. Jeff West, they've already added a little extra insurance here in the bottom of the sixth and potentially could add more. Count now 3-0 here on Galley with Roberts due up next. And the 3-0 taken all the way by Galley, and it's in there for a strike. And the pitch. Inside ball four. I will get a courtesy runner in.
Baseman Eli Roberts.
Courtesy runner at second base will be Tucker Holthouse. Now meeting on the hill, and that looks to be it for Bryson Lee, who pitched into the sixth inning. And that'll do it for the ACCHS seniors. It's now an 8-1 Jefferson West lead, a pitching change, and we're back after a timeout here on KNZA.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Creighton Bowerly, the new pitcher for ACCHS, here with one out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Jeff West, two on. With Holthouse, courtesy runner at second, Galley at first. A run is already scored on a Brody Boyer RBI double. An 8-1 Jefferson West lead. As Lee will take the spot at second base. So Lee and Bowerly just swap positions. And Eli Roberts, who has two hits, a single, a double, a run scored, and he has driven in two. He'll show bunt. Bowerly out of the stretch, and a pickoff move to second base, and it nearly got away. But on a hop, nice stop there by Bryson Lee to keep it in front. No harm, no foul. See if Roberts will still show bunt. Trying to get those runners over. He does. And pulls back for a strike. Ball gets away. Throw to third. Not in time. A little close. But both runners advance. That'll probably take the bunt off. Now the courtesy runner Holthouse at third. Galley at second. An 0-1 count here on Roberts. Base hit could drive in two more. Swing and a miss. It's 0-2. 8-1, Jefferson West here in the bottom of the sixth. Three in the second, one in the third, three more in the fourth. They have added one here in the sixth and a chance at more. Next pitch low, it's 1-2. And the pitch, out of play, foul, and we'll try it again at 1-2. Perry LeCompton beat Royal Valley earlier today, 5-0. Perry LeCompton, if this result holds, it'll be Jeff West and Perry LeCompton in a semifinal tomorrow. Oh, and right off the face of the umpire on the foul ball. Well, he's been beat up here today. He already had to get his elbow bandaged up in the first game after taking one off there. Now he takes one straight off the mask and never said the job was easy. One ball and two strikes. You're on Eli Roberts. Second and third, one out. That one is in the dirt. Now 2-2. Bryson Lee went 5 1/3. Two runners he is responsible for, but had five strikeouts in his appearance. That one is foul as well. Roberts out in front of that one. We'll try it again at 2-2. The RBI this inning, Brody Boyer, a double. And Tucker Holthouse came into courtesy run for him. He is at third. Next pitch outside, 3-2. Thielen due up next. Bowerly out of the stretch, second and third, one out. Bottom six, 8-1 Jeff West. There's a swing and a miss. And a strikeout on a pitch that was in the dirt and more than likely going to be ball four.
Shortstop, Brody Thielen.
Now two outs, and Brody Thielen, who had a two-run homer back in the second, he has also singled and has a strikeout, 2-for-3. Base hit could add two. First pitch in the dirt, good stop by the catcher, and a Kimmy for ball one. Bowerly's next pitch, catching the outside corner, 2-2. Or correction, now one ball and one strike, beg your pardon. trying to get out of the inning with no more damage done. Here's the 1-1, high and outside, now 2-1. 8-1, Jeff West. Jefferson West, 5-3 over their last 8 games coming in. This one fouled away. Now 2-2 to Thielen. They've won 3 of their last 4. They won 11 games last year. They have won 13, and working on number 14 here if this one holds. But an 8-1 Jefferson West lead, and there's a swing and a miss by Bowerly. And that is the third out. So Jeff West will strand a couple at second and third, but they do get an RBI double at a little insurance. And ACCHS onto their final at bat. They need 7 to keep it rolling. Back in a moment here on KNZA.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Houlton. Our family caring for yours.
At Foster, Ford, and Houlton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Houlton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
ACCHS, they're down to their final at bats. They trail 8-1 here against Jefferson West. New pitcher for Jeff West, it is Cooper Watkins. Try to close the door on a win here and get themselves to the regional semifinals tomorrow. Perry LeCompton awaits. We will have a pitch hitter here for ACCHS. Here to start the 7th, it'll be Rance Vesser.
14, Rance Vesser.
So Rance Vesser will bat here for Medeiros here in the 7th. He'll put down a bunt, and it's picked up by Watkins. Throw the first in time for the out. And Creighton Bowerly. ACCHS down to their final 2 outs. Watkins, third pitcher for Jeff West today. First pitch fouled back, and it's 0-1. ACCHS got their lone run in the 3rd. On an error by the catcher, Boyer. Trying to throw out Bryson Lee at third base. Next pitch, just a bit outside. 1-1. Jeff West has pretty much been in control since that 2nd inning. They tacked on 3. This one is hit well by Bowerly, but playing it right is the right fielder Bateman for the outs. And now it's up to Bryson Lee.
Second baseman, Bryson Lee.
Bryson Lee, a couple of singles and a strikeout. ACCHS down to their final out. High and inside, 1-1. And the 1-0. Ripped and into left field for a hit. So Bryson Lee, 3-for-4 this afternoon. He's on with a 2-out single to keep it alive. And now Justin Vesser, we might have a new hitter coming up, or it is Vesser.
Number 11, Justin Vesser.
But it is Vesser still, who steps in. He is 0-for-3. ACCHS needs the rally of all rallies. 8-1, Jeff West, 1 out to go in this one. Runner at first, 2 down. First pitch to Vesser outside. pick off. At first and back in time is Lee. Watkins looks back, fires the 1-0, and it's high and inside, and it's now 2-0. LACCHS, two more wins this year than last year. They were 4-16 a year ago. They won three more league games as well. There's a foul ball. Lee was taken off, but has to go back, and it's now 2-1, or 2-1 on the count. Certainly some improvement, but quite a few seniors on this ACCHS roster. Bowerly, Lee, Myers, Damon, Kimmy. Losing a good chunk. Now this one is popped up. Left side, foul territory, and it'll just curl out of play, and it's 2-2. So ACCHS down to their final strike in their 2023 season. It is Lee at first with two outs. 8-1, Jeff West. 2-2 count. Pitch by Watkins, and it's roped back up the middle for a hit. So two on and two outs for Colton Myers.
Number 22, Colton Myers.
First hit of the day for Vesser, and now Myers with two on and two outs. A strikeout, a ground out, and reaching on an error. Watkins not making it easy for himself to close things out, but a long way to go, and now a pickoff move, and now we have a chance for the final out, and the pickoff is complete. They gun the runner down, Bryson Lee at third base, and that will do it. An 8-1 Jeff West victory here in game number two of our quad header. We'll step aside and wrap this one up when we come back here on KNZA.
Aging brings a variety of life changes, some welcome, some not. One change that is not a normal part of the aging process is depression or anxiety. Holton Community Hospital's Senior Life Solutions is designed to meet the unique needs of individuals typically 65 and older experiencing depression and or anxiety related to life changes that are often associated with aging. If you would like more information, education, or discuss support, please call 785-364-9610. 364-9610.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Game number two is in the books. Jefferson West holding serve on their home field, winning it predominant fashion over ACCHS. 8-1, the final score. They got three runs in the second inning and never looked back. Three in the second, one in the third, three more in the fourth, and one in the sixth, as Jeff West and Perry LeCompton will meet in a semifinal tomorrow of this Hiawatha Regional Tournament. Bishop Ward and Riverside coming up next, but the final numbers here in this one, as Jeff West gets to 14-7 overall with the win. Eight runs, nine hits, three errors. They left seven on base. ACCHS, their season comes to an end with a record of 6-13. They had one run, four hits, one error. They left eight on base. Eli Roberts, the winning pitcher for Jefferson West, five innings, allowing one run on three hits. It was an unearned run. He walked four and struck out eight. So a nice win for Jefferson West, pretty dominant fashion. 8-1 the final. A big seven semifinal for you tomorrow with Perry LeCompton and Jefferson West. So that's going to do it for us here for broadcast number two.